it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. If I could explain the anger and confusion and just... if I could only explain how I'm feeling right now. Because I had this podcast filmed. I can literally show you guys. I had a 21-minute podcast ready to go to export. And I sat here a couple days ago and I recorded this podcast already. I recorded this podcast. But of course, what is this right here? There's zero volume. There's nothing going on. Listen. There's nothing going on. Nothing at all going on. You cannot hear anything. God, why? Why? I can't. I really can't anymore. Why? Okay. I'm just going to just take a deep breath. I made myself a smoothie. I never really make myself smoothies. I double-checked everything. I have this little light on OBS. Look at my volume. It's going. I'm recording audio. Thank God. Now, I am wicked annoyed right now. I just told you. God, that smoothie. I don't even know what to say. Like, this just matches everything that's been going on. Literally. It just matches everything that's been going on throughout my whole life. Not my whole life, but my last couple weeks. Like, in the podcast that I already filmed, I talked about this. Like, literally, I talked about this already. Okay. I'm just gonna buckle up. Yearning for a big story time. Okay. Now, let's start with the breathing in and out. Because I want to start doing this. Because, listen, life is way too stressful. We just need to take it easy. Okay. Like my computer's doing with my audio. Stupid people. Anyways. Let's take the deep breath in. And a deep breath out. We're ready to start this podcast. I was not ready for this podcast today, but I guess I'm going to be ready anyway. I already filmed this podcast. Whatever. Anyways, we need to begin this podcast. 3 minutes in this podcast. Anyways, let's begin with what the title of this podcast is. The worst and the best week of my life. Okay. Now, that's the podcast you are watching right now, obviously. So let's start with the negative. We're going to start by going over last week. Okay, last week was the best and the worst week of my life. And I will get into that now. So let's start at the beginning of the week on Sunday. Sunday was okay. Okay, I have no complaints about Sunday. I didn't really do much. I went to my cafe. I got my favorite latte. I went to BJ's. Okay, got some gas. Okay, and I did the normal every single Sunday stuff that I do. That's the errands day, or that's the make some more money. Not really all the time, but like spend a lot of money on the Sunday. Okay, that's what I do on the Sunday. Now, not really. It's just chilling like a villain. Okay, going to the gym at 4, leaving at 7. Like, you know, the regular stuff on the Sunday. Now, Monday rolls around, okay, shaping up to be an okay week. I work, I come home, I do my stuff. It's school vacation. You know, why not? Why can't this be a good week, okay? Well, Monday's shaping around, and I'm like, okay, no, I don't think this is going to be a bad week. I don't think this is going to be a good week. Eh, whatever. I'm not going to judge the whole entire week based off of one day. Now, little do I know, I was in for a treat on Tuesday. Now, on Tuesday of last week, during school vacation, I work from 11:30 in the morning, or 11 o'clock in the morning, when it's not school, to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I work this all the time. It's not a big deal at all. So if I sit here and work that day, I usually do anyway. I deliver at night and then I work in the inside during the day. So I took a delivery I usually do in the evening. The morning shift was okay. Okay, I have no complaints. It's how it usually is. Steady. Now, on the delivery that I took, they wanted change for a $100, which is $250s, by the way, if you did not know math. Now, they gave me $250s, and I gave them a change from $62. So I was going to give them $64, I was going to give them $6 back to make it the even 70, and then 32, so I was going to give them $34, okay? So I put their two 50s on the floor, or on the ground, excuse me, and I stupidly, okay, it's very windy, I literally see this guy's flags just going around in the wind, okay? And he has, we're talking about the flags, we're like, oh, those are some nice flags he got there. He's like, thank you, blah, blah, blah. I put his 250s on the ground, I give him the change, and as soon as I go to grab the 250s off the ground, they both fly away, okay? And I managed to grab one, and I put it in my pocket, but then the other one flies away, bye-bye, never saw it again. I literally never saw it again. At all. ASMR. I literally never saw it again. At all. I was looking for like 7 minutes with the guy. I think he found it. And he just didn't tell me. Because all of a sudden he's looking. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, well, I need to go get my dogs. I'm sorry, guy. And then he goes inside. Like, okay, that's suspicious. So I'm looking for the 50s. Can't find them. I mean, I can't find one. So, I learned my lesson. Listen, next time I will just put the 250s or whatever change I get inside of my pocket and then give them a change, okay, from there. I'm not going to put them on the ground. Why would I do that? So, I give up looking and I start leaving the house. I start leaving his house. So, then I go on the road and as soon as I go, somebody cuts me off, okay? Somebody cuts me off. Now, this is only the beginning of the story. Because they cut me off, and then whatever, they end up taking a turn. And then I go straight, I try to get on the highway, and this person that was on the back, like in back of me, decides that he wants to race, okay? And for legal purposes, right, this story is fabricated, okay? For legal purposes, okay? So he starts going and speeding up. Now, I'm already almost on the highway at this point, so I start speeding up too. And then he starts speeding up, and then I start speeding up, and then I say, you know what? For legal purposes, I did not do this. I go, pedal to the metal. Okay? Why not? And then I put my car, okay? I have a Toyota Prius, right? I'm racing this. Oh, I'm not racing. Legal purposes. I am not racing. I'm going the exact speed limit on this highway. And I decided to put my car in power mode, right? And then I still have, or do not have, my pedal to the metal, okay? So I'm going speeding up. Still below the speed limit. Everything was below the speed limit. You do not need to worry, okay? So then he starts, he did all the heavy lifting. Oh, yeah. Oh, he did all the heavy lifting. He was breaking all the rules, not me. Okay? I was not doing anything wrong. I was doing the best I can be. I was being a safe driver for everybody listening. Okay? So then he was speeding up, I was speeding up, he was speeding up, blah, 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 blah. Okay? And let's just see who makes it to the entrance of the highway first. Now, this is not safe, guys. Please don't do this. He was swerving around all these cars trying to cut me off. Listen, I'm not swerving around all these cars to cut me off. I'm in the front anyway. Like, you're swerving around all these cars. They're going to be mad at you, guy, not me. I'm doing my stuff over here trying to get on the highway. So then, we're going, like, below the speed limit. I'm not going to say the exact amount. We're going the exact speed limit. And he decides to just blatantly cut me off. And he's already shaking at this point. Like, he's, like, wobbling around on his car because he's not going the speed limit. He was going 85 miles per hour. Not me. I was going 60 miles per hour. Very, very cautiously trying to get on the highway. He was going 85 miles per hour. That's for sure. Did my thing really freeze? I'm sorry. For video listeners, my thing over here, my video switcher has been causing a little bit of a ruckus, okay? I'm sorry for the black screen that you are seeing now, but it is all set. Okay, now let me just switch this to this really quick. Okay, sorry for video portion of, sorry for video listeners. Now, where was I? Okay, so, yeah, he was doing all the speeding. He was going 85, okay? He was swerving around. He was, okay, he almost went into the guardrail of the highway because he can't control his car. Immediately, he was just embarrassed for some reason because I don't know why you would be embarrassed. And then he starts swerving in between these cars. He's swerving in between traffic now, trying to get to wherever he's going first, okay? Now, I'm not doing all that. Like, I'm not even saying this just to say this. Like, I'm not doing all that. So I stay in, like, way behind all the traffic, and I just stay there. I'm like, you know what? Traffic is moving. It's not really traffic anyway. It's in between cars. But I'm just going to stay right behind this car. I have no problem with this car. I have no problem with the speed limit that they're going. I have no problems at all. Why would I go around it? So I stay right there, get off on my exit, come back, and it turns out that this guy got stuck at the same exact light I was going to get to. Whoa, who would have known? So then he turns left, I turn left, I go through the rotary, I get to my work. He ends up going to a supermarket next to my work. Okay, that's where you're rushing for, a supermarket. Like, are you kidding me? So then I come back, I tell everybody, listen, this is what just happened. Listen, I'm dumb. Why would I put 250s on the ground? Why wouldn't I just put them in my pocket, zip in my pocket, and then give them the change? Like, I wouldn't have, like, it's just so stupid. It's just so stupid. I can't. I really can't. I'm just so mad about that. I'm still mad about that. I'm still $50 short. But lucky for me, I did work a little bit extra hours last week, so I didn't really have to worry a lot. About, oh my god, I'm not going to be able to, like, no, I didn't have to worry at all because I worked more hours, so it evened out. So I didn't make any more money for working all these extra hours that I worked, but it's okay. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. Now, I am just upset about the $50. I'm upset about this person trying to race me, a good boy. I stay the speed limit and not 1 mile per hour more. Okay. That was on Tuesday. Now, nothing really happened after that at all. Okay. It was an eventful Tuesday because of that, but other than that, not a lot happened. Now, on Wednesday, not the same exact thing, but, like, no, I worked from 11:30 to 8:30, and then that's it. Like, I just left. I just worked in the inside. I didn't deliver anything. That's it. Thursday rolls around, right? And we go to the restaurant we normally go to, which is the Hibachi, and then we go... Okay, so listen, at this point, we are trying to find a new doggy for my Winston, okay? I showed you guys the doggy we were thinking about getting. Her name is Lily, okay? Now, we were eating, and we're waiting to hear back from the people on when we can bring Lily home. We were thinking about bringing her back on the Sunday before, but it was too early. And then they said, okay, how about the Sunday after? And then... she ended up having her teeth early, So they ended up calling us while we're at dinner and saying, listen, you can come get your dog now if you would like. So we're like, yeah, obviously we will. So we went up there. We got my mom, and then we went and got the puppy, Lily, and then we brought her home. Now, that was on Thursday. On Friday, right, somebody always has to stay with Lily because she can't be trusted. She's only 6, maybe 7 weeks old. She can't be trusted at all. She's going to bite everything. So we need to put her in the crate when we leave. So we put her in the crate while we're sleeping because we're like, okay, well, they need to be crate trained. So we put her in the crate, and she woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning just screaming, barking. Like, usually they don't have their bark this early, but she didn't even care. She was just barking, 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 barking. Like, oh my God, can you stop barking? She didn't want to. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around that time, last Friday, and I spent all that time so I spent 3 hours with her. And as soon as I woke up at 4:30, I woke up to my dog barking because Lily was crying. I'm like, oh my God, so whatever. So I go downstairs and Lily's obviously barking. I let her out of the crate and then we start playing from 6 o'clock or I don't even, I think it was 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the morning all the way till 7 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock rolls around, and we were playing so much during the last 2 hours. Winston was all excited. Lily was all excited. It was like the first morning. So everyone was very, very excited. So it was very eventful. Everyone got tired out between the two-hour mark, and then we ended up going to sleep from the 6 to 7. And then at 7, I just said, you know what, I'm not going to sit here anymore, I'm just going to make my breakfast, and I'm just going to head out the door. So I decided to go to the gym from 8 o'clock to 9:30. I usually work out within that time anyway, so it's not really a big deal. No, I think I did leave the house at 7 and said, okay, I have until 9:30. So I give myself like 2.5 hours, just in case. Because 9:30, people start in my house start waking up, and they start leaving for the 10 o'clock to go to work. So somebody's going to always be with Lily. So I woke my sister up. I said, listen, you need to watch Lily while I'm gone. Because it's going to be from whatever it was, like 7:30, 8 o'clock to 9:30. So my sister was like, yeah, whatever, I will. So then I went to the gym, I worked out, blah, blah, blah. And then on Saturday rolls around, it was the same exact thing. I went to the cafe that I like going to. I got the latte and stuff like that. So now Winston's barking outside the window. He's just staring at me. Let me go get him. Just one moment.
Yes, Winston. Yes, Winston.
Oh, no. This dude. Sorry for the video portion. Video listeners. This dog just stepped on this thing. Oh my God. Whatever. Okay. So anyways. Yep. So that was last week for you guys. Not good at all. Hey. Winston, you need a quiet. Shh. Winston. Okay. I'm filming a podcast over here. Shh. It's okay. Hey. You good boy. Okay. You good boy, Winston. You go, boy. Shh. It's okay. So, do you hear him? Breathe so loud. Winston. What's this? He just breathes so loud, like I can't. Oh, Winston. Winston. Good boy. Okay. So, that was last week, okay? That was my vacation, my spring break from school. Shh, Winston. Winston, come on. Yeah, that was my a vacation away from school. Like, it wasn't even a vacation at all. But whatever. I can look at the bright side, okay? I got Lily. Lily. I got Lily. I like calling her Lily. Or Lily. Winston, what are you doing? You just came here. Now you want to leave? Come here. Come here. Come here, Winston. Come here. Damn. Okay. He wants to go see Lily. He and Lily love each other. It's been since last week. Yeah. I think it's been since last week, and I can't at all. Like, they've been good. They've been good. They get along very well together. I love it. I cannot complain about the way that they get along with each other. I love them so much. I love Winston unconditionally, and I love Lily just the same way. So good. They're a good boy and good girl. Well, but Lily likes to get herself into trouble by pooping on the floors and peeing inside, but she doesn't know anybody better. She's just a puppy. She's just a little puppy. But it's just funny because as soon as Lily starts whining or crying, Winston starts barking. Hey, Winston, come here. Come on, I'm filming a podcast. Do you mind? Do you mind? I don't think he minds interrupting the podcast. But this is why I don't let you in here. You just come in here and then you just leave. You come in here and then you just leave. Do you see I'm doing something right now? I'm talking. Okay, you're gonna come over here? Oh, you're so loud. I can't. I'm sorry. Okay. Don't scream at me. Okay. So the good thing is that this week we actually set up the hot tub that we have. Now I actually got this hot tub. This is like completely different. But I got this hot tub. Do you mind? Do you mind? Just for 1 second so I can just talk to them and finish this up. Come on. Okay, so last year I got a hot tub as a birthday present, and I loved it last year, and I loved it. I'm gonna love it again this year. So I went in it yesterday for the first time, and we set this up a couple days ago, and then it actually warmed up really, really quick. We filled it up in one day, and I'm really happy about it because then I can just relax now, and once I have some downtime, I just go, do you mind? I just go right in there. I'm happy about that. Winston, you want some? I'm going to give him some smoothie just so he can, like, stop talking. Come on, Winston. Come here. Come here. Come here. It's over here. Come in. No, here. Damn. Yeah, I can't. I wish I could show you guys, but he likes the pup cups, too. From Starbucks, he loves those things. He just devours it, and so does Lily. But anyways, yeah, last week was a week. This week is definitely a week so far, too. It's been a hump day. It's a hump day. I'm recording this on Wednesday because of the fact that literally I had this podcast recorded like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, but I guess the sound doesn't want to work, but it better work. I swear to God, I'm going to kill whoever made this program if this does not work. But if you're listening to this, it did work. Winston. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for yelling, Winston. Come in. Come here. Come here. Can you just for one second. Thank you. Okay. I'm just giving him a little. Okay. It's okay, Winston. He's literally moving his feet. He's ticklish over here. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, the podcast was already recorded, but I guess not. But if you guys ever have a chance to go in a hot tub, please just do it. Just stay in there for 30 minutes. Be careful. Bring water because you get dehydrated very, very fast in hot tubs. Just remember that. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. And I'm sorry to video portion of this, video version podcast listeners and watchers. I'm sorry. This has been glitching out. This thing is about to get a little punch in the face. But anyways, I'll sweat that out. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for supporting me. And don't forget to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you all for watching. And I hope that you enjoy. Thank you all and have a great one. Bye. Shh, Winston.